You're listening to The Polished Woman, Jessica Boone of...
Hi! Hold on, I have to do live. I don't know how to do this, and I'm alone, so I hope that, yeah. Okay, forgive me. Hi, happy Monday. Oh my gosh, I feel like I haven't done a live show for like a while, and I am doing live as well on Instagram. Hold on as I do this. There you go. Am I live now? Hello. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Hello. Hi, ladies. Happy Monday. And I'm live on LA Talk Radio and Instagram and my Polished Woman Facebook. Hello. Yes, it's my last day for live for the Polished Woman podcast. And I think we've been on for like almost 4 years after my father passed away. And I'm really, really sad, so sad. I don't even want to start crying that I'm ending our podcast show because I have devoted so much time for all of you women. I mean, just I love helping women and doing my purpose. And I just feel like it's time to move on to the next chapter of my life. And there are some situations now that I need, like, they need me 100%. So I just want to close this chapter, including the Polished Woman podcast show, the Polished Woman business and everything. I just want to cut it all. Yeah, so hey, hi, hello everyone who are watching, and thank you very much. I know some of you have been my guest. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting me. You know, English is my second language, and I am just amazed by, you know, so many women that supported me all this time for the past 4 years. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I just really need to do something. I need some healing and some peace. But you know, I just said one of my, you know, my favorite sayings is that, you know, change is inevitable. You know, it had to happen, and it's inevitable. But growth, it's a choice. But before I can grow into this, you know, the next woman in this next chapter, I have to have a lot of healing. I have to have a lot of, I need a full acceptance of what is happening in my situation right now. And I need to do a lot of soul searching, which I've already done. In fact, if I didn't have my faith in God, I don't think I would have survived the situation that I am in right now. And I think I was prepared by God for the past years, and that's why I think I'm able to have strength to be able to fight this battle that I am in right now. And it's very tough, a very tough battle. It's very hard. A lot of people have, people and friends have turned their back away from me, judged me, mocked me. And, but you know what? Advice, that I will always remember that my pastor told me is, you know, in this situation that I am in right now and my family, people will mock you. People will throw stones, you know, to you, like really hard stones and rocks. But then again, what do? I'll just receive it. I'll just, you know, pick up the stones of those that you guys threw on us and our family, and I will just put it on the floor and maybe make it rise and step on that stone as I rise in this next new chapter of my life. So that's what I'm going to do. And I kind of want to explain somehow that, you know, that, you know, like how a cocoon, how, what do you call this? How, I'll explain it. How a caterpillar grow into a butterfly. You know, a caterpillar has to be in this cocoon, in this dark cocoon, right? That's where I am right now. I'm in this dark cocoon. It's so cloudy and it's so, I suffer that. I have to suffer that, being in that cocoon and being in that cloudiness. And later on, I know in my heart that because of the strength that I have from my faith, that I'll be able to get out of that cocoon and be a butterfly and fly and, you know, go from one opportunity to the other. But right now I'm in that cocoon and I need a lot of healing. I need a lot of forgiveness. I need a lot of love, you know, from God, from my family and from the few people and friends and, you know, people out there who are supporting me, who are still there for me. And I promise you, when you are going through the darkest, you know, part of your life, there will be that will support you, that will be there for you. And if you have those people, hug them, be there for them, and just, you know, appreciate them, because there are only a few of them. And for all of you who have been there for me, stood by me, and really supported me during this tough times in my life, I love you all so much. I will never forget this when I go up there and go back up there, and I will never, ever, ever forget this. And thank you very much for everyone who are tuning in on The Polished Woman. So for now, I will shut off everything, The Polished Woman podcast, The Polished Woman social media, for a few months as I, you know, try to heal and take care of myself now and my family. And I will be back. Don't worry. When I'm back, I'll be back maybe in a few months. I don't know when, but I will let you know. Right now, I just want to be selfish. I just want to, you know, I just don't want to share everything about myself. I want to keep a little bit of a mystery about what's happening to my life and our lives while I'm healing. So I hope you understand, and I hope you will still continue to support me later on when I'm back, you know, on our podcast show. And I will still be with LA Talk Radio. I will not leave LA Talk Radio because they have been been very supportive. It will just be a new name, maybe. It'll be a new everything. As I've said, this chapter of my life in this book, I will end it with a big period. I don't want it to be like those dot, 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 you know, like it's continuation. No, it's going to be period. And then the next chapter will be a different one, a more modern one, a modern Jessica, a modern Jessica, and maybe a more loving and more kind and just everything. If you read the Bible, I want to have all the fruits of the Spirit that God has taught me to become. I want to be, and I don't want to forget this. My pastor also shared this to me. You know, I talk about polished woman all the time. What is polished? What is a polished woman? A polished woman is, you know, I compare it to a gold. You know, like a gold, before you become shiny and before you can show the shine of a gold, you have to heat them. you have to heat them with a fire before they become shiny. So right now I'm in that heat, I'm in that fire, I'm in that painful situation that I know I'm being stripped and cleansed by, you know, by God, by my faith, and by, you know, this experience that I'm going through. And I know this will have some sort of like a sunshine at the end of the tunnel. And I can see it already. There is something out there that is far more greater than what I have now. And I know that I will be sharing this to you later on, maybe in a few months. I will be back, I promise. And again, thank you for all of you, for all of you women, ladies out there who has supported me these 4 years. My gosh, you made me win. I already packed my, because we're moving, I already packed my awards. So, I mean, I won 4 awards, ladies. So thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And yeah, I don't know what this next chapter will lead me, but I am trusting my faith. I am trusting God. And yeah, and I know that I will have supportive friends and people and women that will guide me out there together with our dear Father God. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Sam, LA Talk Radio, thank you so much. And thank you so much for everyone that has been a part of, you know, The Polished Woman. And thank you also for all the people and friends that turned their back away from me, because at least now I know who my real friends are. That and I have forgiven everyone who haven't been there for me, who hasn't been there for me. I've really forgiven them. And I really, really wish everyone, you know, good luck and good life. And yeah, so I'll just heal for now. I will try to heal myself. And I want to be selfish and not share anything about my life to all of you, just for a few months. As I heal myself and as I accept some parts of situation in my life. And yeah, so thank you so much. I love you. And please, please, I always say this at the end of my show. Please don't forget to give love. Give love is the most important thing of all. I have, this situation had, it taught me how to love unconditionally, even if there are people that have hurt me, even if there are people that turn their back away from me, I still love them. I still, you know, I will still be there for them, even if when they go through bad stuff, because this situation that our family and I have right now, I think was the worst. It's the worst trial in my life, aside from losing my mom at age 15. This is one of the hardest one as well. But you know what? I was prepared for this event to happen, this situation to happen. And I know that I will be strong enough to handle this. And like what I've said, right now I am in this cocoon, but I know later on I will be out of this cocoon, and just like a butterfly, I will be flying out to a new journey, a new chapter, flying from one opportunity to the other. So thank you so much. Thank you again. Thank you. And I will see you soon. I will see you soon. I still have my personal, I think, my Jessica Bunavach, but I will not post for a while. Yeah, but I will soon. Okay. I love you all. Sam, LA Talk Radio, thank you so much. And Tiffany, who has been there for me. Tiffany Brown, she's my writer, my editor. Thank you so much. And of course, for Max Tucci, who produced my show for the past 4 years. Thank you so much. Thank you. And yes, and thank you for all of you ladies out there who really supported me. I love you so much. And I'll be back, okay? I'll be back before you miss me. Thank you so much. I love you. Don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching my show. Bye.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavage, only on LA Talk Radio.